NASA has announced it is entering into a multi-billion dollar contract with a team led by Lockheed Martin to build a generation of spaceships capable of carrying astronauts to the moon. Lockheed had been in intense competition for the contract with another team led by Northrop Grumman and Boeing. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Yesterday morning, neither team said they had any idea if they had won. One engineer said he hadn't slept well the night before. Another employee said the evening would bring either celebration or tears. Late in the afternoon, NASA officials announced the winner at the space agency's headquarters, and they revealed a small model of the spacecraft. NASA Associate Administrator Scott Horowitz.
And so without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you Orion.
Smile, everybody.
Orion, a cone-shaped capsule with two circular solar panels sticking out like Mickey Mouse ears. You'd be forgiven if you didn't know this was Lockheed Martin's design. Both teams, following NASA's guidance, had proposed capsules that look like those used during the Apollo days, though Lockheed's competition had rectangular solar panels. NASA did not say why it had chosen the Lockheed team, only that it had.
I was actually quite a bit surprised.
Marco Cazares is senior space analyst with Teal Group, a consulting firm that follows aerospace. He says Lockheed Martin has some experience with human spaceflight, but it's not all good. In the 1990s, NASA hired the company to design the X-33, which it hoped would lead to a replacement for the space shuttle.
It looked like a space plane. It looked very sleek. If you remember, Planet of the Apes? Remember that vehicle in Planet of the Apes? Really sleek-looking, swept-wing kind of vehicle. Very sexy and, clearly it was a space plane.
But there were cost overruns and technical problems. NASA canceled the project after spending about $1 billion on it. On the plus side, it did give Lockheed some experience with new materials and new technology that might have made the difference. NASA's Scott Horowitz said yesterday that no one really had any recent experience designing human spaceships.
People need to realize it's been 30 years since anyone has built a human-rated spacecraft to take people from the Earth to low Earth orbit. I wasn't in the engineering workforce at the time. This is a new generation of engineers and technicians that are going to design and develop this spacecraft.
NASA said it could not discuss the specifics of its decision until it had explained it to the competitors. The plan is to make Orion 10 times safer than the shuttle. It will ride atop a rocket, safe from falling debris. A test flight could come in 2014, followed by trips to the space station and then the moon. The Lockheed team could get $7.5 billion over the next 13 years. Lockheed Martin's stock price stayed relatively flat yesterday, though. Marco Cazares, the analyst, says the space business is still peanuts compared to the defense work Lockheed Martin does, but it will be a very nice side business for the company.
But what it does is it gives Lockheed a tremendous amount of prestige as the space company for the next 10, 20 years.
The challenge for NASA and its contractors will be to build Orion within its budget and on time. NASA already depends on Russia to help bring cargo to the space station. The shuttle is scheduled to retire in 2010, but it could be sooner.
Keep in mind, all it takes is one accident, major or minor, and they'll ground that space shuttle fleet. If it's a catastrophic accident, the shuttle program's over. It's gone. So they don't have any wiggle room here. They need to get something up there. They need to develop something in the next 3 or 4 years and get it up there very quickly.
Orion will require the work of engineers and technicians around the United States. The capsule itself will be assembled at NASA's Michoud facility, next to a city that also has challenges ahead, New Orleans. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.